Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's Friday Food for Thought. I wanted to share a quick story with you guys on something that happened to me this week that really reminded me about the power and importance behind having and building a personal brand, really just putting yourself out there. I know so many of you often reach out to me and ask questions about where to get started and what platform's the best and what content you should be putting out. And we'll talk a little bit about that in today's episode, but really I just want to get to the root and kind of the meaning and power, most importantly, behind having consistent exposure to you, your brand, who you are, what you stand for, what your core values are, what you're up to, giving the outside world a window into you. And before we dig into that, I just want to welcome in many of you who have followed and listened to the Millionaire Mindcast recently and reached out and said what up and texted me. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all of you, of course, who have been supporting and longtime listeners. If you haven't said what up to me recently or in some time, hit me up at 844-447-1555. Be sure to head over to themillionairemindcast.com to check out all the freebies, resources, downloads that we have available for our community. If you haven't taken advantage of my free real estate investing course, you can text the word invest to 844-447-1555. If you haven't taken advantage of our free financial x-ray of your investment portfolio, you can text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. And if you are someone who is looking to leverage life insurance as an investment vehicle, the infinite banking concept, and you want to know more information or set up a discovery call, just head over to becomethebank.info and you'll learn some more on that as well. But with that being said, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. We focus on all things mindset, money, and motivation on this podcast to help you on your wealth building journey, knowing that it looks different for everybody. We bring guests on Mondays. We talk about market updates in terms of the stock market and real estate. And then Fridays, it's all about the mindset, making sure that, right, your mind is wired to not only be open to creating wealth, that it is taking action on creating it, and that it is something that is sustainable for growth and preservation long-term. So with that being said, if you get any value from the show, all I ask, share it with a friend, family member, somebody that you know can get some value from it. Tag me on social media, all my handles the same, at Official Matty A. And most importantly, if you leave a review, that is the biggest and most impactful way you can support me and the Millionaire Mindcast show, and it is greatly appreciated. With that being said, you know, going and circling back to this brand, the power of a brand. You know, I started investing in my brand and kind of putting out video content and YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and sharing, you know, my flip projects on my real estate investments and then my commercial assets and then the hotel and then my family, then just kind of, you know, some of my personal life, health, fitness, things like that. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, always ask, like, I don't know what to share. I always like to subscribe to the 33% model, which is ultimately 33% of what you share and post has to do with business, right? What are you doing? What service do you sell? What product do you sell? You know, what are you actively up to in your professional life? People want to know. They want to see that you're active, right? They want to get a better feel for what you're doing and who you're doing it with. The second 33% is, for me, my personal life. My family, my travel, my fun, my health, you know, things that, you know, give people a little bit of an insight and window into who I am. You know, what do I stand for outside of, you know, the professional verticals that I like to play in? And then the third 33% is, you know, an impact piece, whether that's motivation, whether that's mindset, whether that's personal development, you know, whether you want it to be just something fun. You know, I like it to be something that, you know, people know and feel some positivity and some value in terms of growth that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise unless they engaged with my content. And I find that's kind of a healthy balance, right? Touching on the personal, touching on the professional, and then touching on, you know, kind of the personal development and the mindset piece. And that will kind of give you a little bit of a framework and know that you can chop that, you know, piece of the pie up however you want it to look. But to give you a real-time story of how this actually played out. And this has really helped and happened in so many different contexts and capacities over the last few years. I mean, my personal brand and kind of my online presence and my digital footprint, you know, year after year has kind of compounded and grown. And I've been in Huffington Post and Forbes and Wall Street Journal and BuzzFeed and all kinds of cool publications, right? And that stuff lives on forever. And when somebody Googles me, you know, there is this basically, you know, trail of breadcrumbs about who Matt Aitchison is and what my brand is and what I stand for and what I'm up to. And hopefully, right, as you've, if you've done the right things, that will be something that positively reflects and really gives authority and credibility to who you are and what you are. And I'm negotiating on another hotel up in Lake Tahoe. For those of you that don't know, I own a hotel called the Play Park Lodge in Lake Tahoe. And if you want to come check it out, come stay with us. Shoot me a text and let me know what your name is that you booked your reservation under. I'll be sure to give you guys a friends and family discount. My shameless little plug there. But I'm negotiating on another property. And the owner, who I haven't really met, basically, we started having some in-person meetings in terms of kind of closing the gap on, you know, contract terms and price and all the details in the negotiations. And the first meeting I sat down with her in person, she walks in and she goes, and she's a little bit older and she's got, you know, a European accent. And she goes, you are very motivational young men. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And she goes, I found your podcast. And she listened to a bunch of my podcasts. And from the guests that I've interviewed, from my personal kind of motivational, you know, Friday Food for Thoughts that you guys are listening to right now, and a bunch of other things, she got to know a little bit of who I am and what I stand for and what I've done and maybe where my skill sets are at, right? But then she also went on to basically say, you know, I Googled you and I did a lot of research on you because I want to know who's buying my asset. And basically, it gave her all of the information, all of the resources, instead of me having to tell her and convince her how great I am, right? Or how equipped I think I am, the digital footprint, the content, the brand of Matt Aitchison that lives out in this, you know, world that everyone has access to was doing the heavy lifting for me. It helped me bridge gaps. And it helped me build authority, build trust in ways that if it were to come out of my mouth and me try and convince her and sell her on that, it wouldn't have had the same impact, right, as if she were to go and seek it out herself and make and come to assumptions on her own. And that is the power of a personal brand. And I want to show you guys how even more powerful it can be. So, long story short, she goes, we get into, you know, our second and third rounds, and she goes, you know, I've been wanting to talk to you about this, but, and mind you, again, I haven't sold this woman on anything about who I am, just trying to build trust, build rapport, understand her motivations, what are her goals, right? How do we back into that process? And when we got into a little bit deeper conversation of what she was looking to accomplish and when she wanted to accomplish it by, and you know, what kind of resources she wanted to, you know, basically allocate towards achieving those goals. And if she was going to be the one doing that, or if she was looking for more of a passive opportunity, what I came to find out is basically that she has $1 million in cash. And she, without me really, again, selling myself at all, said, I want to start by giving you this money and seeing how you can help me grow it and get some returns. All from the power of a personal brand. I didn't have to sell myself. I didn't have to convince her to give me that money. I didn't even have, right, a time or a place to even be able to do that. She's the one who approached me, came knocking on my door, and basically opened up, right, the bag and was like, here you go. What can you do with it? And so for all of you out there right now that, you know, have been knowing that you need to do this, but challenged and struggling with the fact that you don't know what to create content around, or you don't like the way you sound or like the way you look. The beautiful part about just being you and sharing, again, going back to that framework, right? Things that you're up to professionally, things that you're doing personally, things that you ultimately stand for, or believe in, or are thinking in, or want to share with others. By doing that, you're going to then open a door for people to walk through. People that feel aligned with your product or service, that feel aligned with how you live your life, what core values you have, how you stand for something or don't stand for the other, how you add value to other people. And it will also repel people away from you that may have come into your world before because they didn't know anything about you and they maybe thought they were aligned with you, but they really weren't. And they will keep them out of your world, out of your ecosystem, from wasting your time, helping you avoid those individuals because you're very transparent, open, and authentic. And that is something that I think now more than ever is important when it comes to personal brands, is not showing the highlights, right, of everything. It's just being authentic. It's being genuine and it's being transparent. People are getting really damn smart nowadays. And with the access to information and everything that is out there, you have to be authentic, transparent, and genuine because people are going to find you out as a fraud or they are going to say, man, this person is the real deal and I want to give them my money or I want to invest with them or I want to be in partnership with them, or I want to just be their friend, or I want to see how I can work for them or add value to them. And without you creating those kinds of opportunities for people to get to know who you are and to build that brand with the digital world that we're in and where the world is going and how quickly it is moving there, this is something that I encourage each and every one of you to get on board with. And if that just means starting very simple with one post a week and getting it out consistently, or that's two posts a week, or if that's one post every day, or if that's multiple posts every day. Thinking in terms of how you can add value to people and do it in a way that is just genuinely, authentically you, and you can turn the volume up on that, that can make all the difference. This one investor giving me $1 million, right, could allow me to buy an asset that not only helps them achieve their goals and make them great returns, but that could drastically impact my wealth building and financial future for me, for my family, for my employees, right? So those are things that you never know or really feel the impact from until you actually do it. So that's my encouragement for you guys today on this Friday Food for Thought, giving it some thought. I encourage you to put yourself out there more and just know that not everybody's going to like you, and that's okay. You don't need everybody to like you. You really don't want everybody to like you because that just means that you don't stand for something. That just means that you don't have an identity. But the people who do align with you, who do engage with you, who do want to get into your world, right, are going to be the people that you know, already know the organic you because you've been transparently and authentically and genuinely sharing with that with them through your brand. So with that being said, if today was an impactful or maybe an aha, you know, ticked for you, all I ask, share it with a friend, a family member. Be sure to hit me up, say what up, 844-447-1555. Guys, please go and leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on. And until next episode, we've got some great guests coming up for you guys on Millionaire Mondays. Ryan and I are always, you know, rapping and getting into it on our Wealth Building Wednesday calls, of course, talking stock market and real estate updates. And with that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.